Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday got his ass kicked by Lane Johnson.
He did.
He was
wore
MIA.
Down in the playoffs.
He was MIA in the NFC Championship game. He was MIA in the divisional round game against the Dallas Cowboys. Now he wants to get paid? But this roster, everybody tells us, is stacked, 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 which is why you need to go with Purdy. This is a huge year for the 49ers.
There's no
guarantee Trent Williams is coming back.
Yeah.
There's no reason. So, yes, it is Super Bowl or bust with the 49ers. But the problem is, and we can move on in a second.
It feels so unfair to say that, but you're probably right.
And you know what?
But I just think it's so difficult to win a Super Bowl.
It's very difficult, but don't you want your team to be in that conversation? Like 888-957-9570, as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Last segment was sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. For me as a fan, like the Warriors now, being in that conversation to be a championship or bust, we hang banners. I like my teams in that conversation.
No,
we're just
I
talking
agree.
About the Giants,
yeah.
Where we're in this phase where, you know what, we want to see the development, and that's all fun. That's all fine and dandy watching the young kids, but when are we going to win? Because that's what it's about. We don't play to lose. You talk about playing Monopoly at your family's house. Do you want to lose? You want to win.
No, of course you want to win.
You know? Like Joe Spinotti, you're a Raider fan. How cool would it be just to be in a conversation of being one of the teams where you get labeled, hey, it's a Super Bowl or bust?
Well, let me ask you about twice in my life. So
let me ask you about last year, right? Last year, was it and I hate going back to this, but was it a failure that they didn't win the Super Bowl? Because I feel like they maxed out last year. Even though I thought that, man, if some things break our way, they could have easily been in the Super Bowl. I don't think they win it, but was it a failure? No, I thought it was a great year.
It was a great year, but it left an empty taste in our mouth.
Okay.
It left something.
It was like a little
hole because the quarterbacks get hurt. You get blown out in the NFC Championship game. You lose the NFC Championship game.
So were you able to swallow the 2021 one better than the 2022? Because 2021, I came away thinking, we're just not good enough at the quarterback position to beat them. Stafford marched them down multiple times in the fourth quarter. Our guy couldn't. And it felt like we went mano a mano and we came up short. 2022, it feels like a cop-out to say we didn't go mano a mano. I still feel like probably the Eagles were going to beat us. But at the same time, man, didn't they overachieve to some degree?
No, they had a generational defense.
Yeah.
We compared this defense to the greatest defenses of all time every single week. Every single week, we said this defense is one of the best defenses in 49ers history. You can't waste this defense.
Yeah.
That was the dialogue last year.
I know, you got Warner in his prime. You got Bosa in his prime.
I may have been more disappointed last season. Just a tick, because I was depressed after the Rams lost. That was depressing, because the quarterback basically crapped on himself, and Jaquiski Tart dropped the pick. I don't care what anybody says. Jimmy Garoppolo did not lead them to the NFC Championship game. Watch the game. Jimmy Garoppolo got carried by Deebo Samuel. So let's stop with that rhetoric. We just talked about it. Last 6 weeks, Garoppolo was awful. Week 17, Rams game, okay, he played well in the second half. But for the most part, he was awful down the stretch. Let's just keep it real. It's okay to say that. Nobody's going to get hurt. It's okay.
In my mind, whenever someone brings up Jimmy Garoppolo, I think of Danny Manning, Michelle's uncle, throwing the hat at the television in disgust when he throws that lob pass into no man's land against the Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
We should have won that game by 25 going away.
I was there talking so much mess. I thought we were winning 31-14.
It's etched in my brain. Like, when you say Felix Rodriguez, etched in my brain is the Scott Spezio home run.
Oh, my gosh.
When you say Jimmy G, there's two throws. There's the Kittle miss in the NFC Championship game, and then there's the interception he threw in the Dallas game. They're, like, etched in my head.
Rocco and I, he got him. He got it. He was running to us, Jasky. He broke wide open. And it was like one of those college bowl games where the crowd is like,
yeah, I know.
And he drops back. Like, oh, he got him. And everybody in the stadium sees it like, oh, my God, George Kittle's wide open. They're about to go up 7-0. And he airmailed him. And Rocco and I immediately say, well, it's going to be one of those games. We got bad Jimmy today.
I'm thinking about the NFC Championship game this year. And that play where Brock got hurt. I'm elbowing you. He's got him.
You made the move on Bradbury and cooked him on that corner run.
He had him.
But here's why I felt a little more disappointed last year in Philadelphia.
I'll never forget turning to you also, by the way, and going, I think he has a Tommy John.
You did call
it
right away.
I said it right away. He's got a baseball injury.
He went to the tent right away and he wasn't playing.
No, he doesn't. He's fine.
He's fine. And they started warming up Josh Johnson. And everybody texted me, yo, Josh Johnson's warming up. And I said, dear God, what did I do to deserve this?
Go anyway, back to the Philadelphia.
But the Philly game, to me, I was a little more disappointed because I felt like the Niners were farther away from. We got some breaking news here.
What?
What's breaking news? What's going on? What?
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Don't tell me it's the golf stuff. We're going to breaking news for golf.
This is my wheelhouse. I've never been more ready for this.
Oh, my God.
I will break this down. Let's go. What is
PGA
it?
PGA Tour agrees to merge with Saudi-backed rival Outlive Golf. Oh, come on.
What? Got his payday? Wow.
So they agreed to merge with rival LIV Golf, which is backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, an entity controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince. The proposed merger comes after the PGA and LIV Golf have been embroiled in lawsuits regarding antitrust claims. The deal would end all pending litigation. Come on.
The moralistic high horse media that was mad at LIV, are you going to crush the PGA Tour now?
They should.
Wow.
They're all crooks.
So this is basically like, well, in a weirder way, AFL-NFL merging.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all crooks.
Wow.
Money talks, right?
Brooks Koepka winning is what it did, huh? Was that what happened?
Money
talks.
By
the way, Brooks Koepka, did anyone see him at the Panther game? He's still up.
Yeah, he's...
My guy looks like he's been railing you-know-what for weeks on end.
When does that crack come into
just straight powder. Looking like Scarface at the end of the movie.
So what's going to happen? Is LIV Golf going to now partake in the PGA Tour?
No idea. You paid all these guys who left, and then what? You got to pair up Rory with Phil. First PGA Tour event, right?
Cannot wait to see what Tiger does with Phil if that ever happens again.
Well, Tiger's done.
Tiger will come back. Cooked. Hey, he'll get the big Tiger's ones. Cooked. Don't worry.
Tiger's cooked.
Wow.
Man, I thought like Trey Lance got traded or something.
LIV and PGA Tour.
Much more
merging.
Exciting than that.
I thought the Warriors named their new GM, Mike Dunleavy Jr.
I mean, this is as big of an upset as the Niners signing Richard Sherman. Like, seriously, this is insane. This is like Brett Butler coming to the Giants.
I swear to God, I thought like
Oral Hershiser pitching for the Giants.
I thought
Juan Uribe going to the Dodgers.
I thought the Giants traded for Shane Bieber.
You really? Oh, Jordan Poole and Draymond Green dealt in separate deals.
I saw it. I said, this can't be the golf.
17 trade. Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Warriors.
Spadoni's face.
Big deal. It actually is.
It is.
I guess. I thought it was, man. Draymond Green's opted out of his deal. PJ Liv, Virgin, they're all criminals. They're all crooks. It's all about the money. Everything is about the money.
Newsflash.
Everything is about the money.
Even when it's not about
the
money.
All the lip service they did, all the fake huffing and puffing from the PGA Tour, all the fake bravado and fake gangsters of the Liv Golf Tour, they now merge. Come on.
They got what they wanted.
I don't even know if I want to get fitted for my driver and three-wood anymore.
Why?
I don't even know what I'm playing a sport
Grow
anymore.
The game, Monte. Monte's taking a stand against golf.
I'm taking golf. My sticks, and I'm leaving the course. I'll still go to the golf spot at Pleasure Hill. Check them out, man. What up, Christian? How you doing today?
So anybody who signed with Liv is, like, are they going to get their money? Like, a lot of them already did. Wow.
Oh, I'll sue them. I'll still live if I don't get my money.
How righteous will Dan Dibley be at 2 o'clock because I won't support Liv, but I'll use a China-built Apple phone.
Oh, my gosh. So Phil Mickelson just quoted.
What'd he say?
Quote tweeted, awesome day today. Awesome day today.
Wow.
All right.
I was always not pro-Liv, open-minded, because I wanted to see the game get better. It was boring. There's too many boring events with the same stuff, and I thought competition brings the best out in everyone. And so I was hoping we would see various formats and different changes. Ugh, that happened so quick. The PGA Tour just has no backbone.
I like the Liv versus PGA. I like the fact that Jim Nantz was sliding Liv Tour on the CBS broadcast.
Well, and Liv had three of the top five in both majors this year, finishers.
So PGA just basically, they just cowered.
I mean, I think there's money involved in this because, you know, the Saudis, they, I don't know if you know this, Bonte, endless money. Endless money. They also own how many soccer teams?
Oh, everybody signed into Saudi Arabia. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, are we going to cancel him? All you soccer fanatics that are also politicos, you going to cancel these guys? We all want the money. Look, if the Saudis came to me and said, Joe, we're starting a radio station in Saudi Arabia, but you get to live in San Francisco and you can simulcast from here and we're going to pay you gobs of money, I'd be like, I love you, Matt Hegan, and I owe everything to you. I'm out, dog.
Money, dog. I'm probably gone too. You see the housing prices in the Bay Area? Boy, it gives you a headache, man.
Of course.
Look at the hair. Losing hair, trying to think about a house, man.
Unless you're buying commercial real estate to where you could buy the Wells Fargo building for less than what it purchased in 2005.
There's a great meme of Tiger Woods realizing he passed up $900 million from Liv for nothing.
Oh, that's great.
Damn.
I'm sure Tiger's hurting in the wallets.
So a lot of people, this is interesting. I thought it was breaking news or something else.
You know what the Saudis need to do? They need to buy the Oakland A's and build that stadium. They'll get it done quicker. I'll tell you that right now.
Saudi A's, capital A for Arabia. There you go.
PJ was probably going to look very bad in the lawsuits became public. Just a guess. That's where the Comcast business sex slide. How would the PGA look bad?
Well, they're a nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
And so they operate under this weird umbrella where they kind of don't pay certain taxes. And so that's kind of been the dirty little secret. But you know what? We'll get into the real sports.
All right. Well, I got respect for golf. All these guys were huffing and puffing, man.
Back to the 90s.
PGA, Rory, Tiger, you guys look like chumps this morning. All right, what's coming up with a game sponsored by Cars.com? More of your calls. Jose in Oakland will get to you. We'll get back to the 49er talk. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, Kyle Shanahan. Because I got a question for you, Shasky, on the other side. Let's break it down here on the Morning Roast.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so Liv Golf and the PGA Tour merged together. That just got announced. And Shasta, if you can, in a couple minutes before we get to Jose,
explain.
Break down why this is huge, huge news for the casual golf fans like myself.
Okay, so imagine there's a sports league, right? NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. And your top dogs, let's use the NBA as an example. LeBron and Steph Curry and, you know, a bunch of other guys, Ja Morant, decided, nah, you know what, we're going to play in this upstart brand new league in another country, but it's going to be worldwide. We're going to have events all over the world, okay? And we're going to kind of reconfigure. So it's like a almost like the Ice Cube 3-on-3 league, right? That's a competing league to the NBA.
The big three.
Yeah, even though most people don't view it as a competitor, but they were throwing around millions of dollars. Right now, Steph Curry's making $50 million, right?
Just look at the USFL and NFL.
Yeah.
In the early 80s. That's the one to look at, I think, when Donald Trump decided to move that league to the fall, and it never came to fruition. But that, they were competing because Steve Young he went to the LA Express. Mm-hmm. Jim Kelly went to the Houston Gamblers. Reggie White was with the Memphis Showboats.
But
they were throwing money around at these players, stealing them out of college, and the NFL's losing out on these marquee names.
Yes, and so, like, let's say Steph's making $50 million this year. Liv offered him $200 million, right? He would get four times the guaranteed amount. Now, in other sports, NBA, Major League Baseball in particular, you sign a contract for $200 million, you're getting the $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, you know, we all know, guaranteed money, right? In golf, you only make what you earn. So if you place in an event, okay, you make the cut, and let's say you finish 40th, right? You make a percentage of what that purse is, and they break it down. So it's called earnings. So based on how well you're playing, there's an meritocracy to it. That's how much you can make. So Dustin Johnson, for example, signing on the dotted line with another competing league, made like eight times what he would have made throughout the body of his entire career before even taking a golf shot. So just put yourself in that position. I'm a plumber making $100,000 a year. I don't have to do any plumbing, and I sign on the dotted line right now for the next 5 years, and I'm making, I don't know, $800,000 over the life of the next 3 years or whatever it is. So this is life-changing money for a lot of these guys. Even though they make a ton of money, there's a guarantee there. And so people like Brooks Koepka, who had a bum knee, said, I don't know if I'm going to be good anymore.
I'm going to take the money. Yeah, no doubt.
And then he said, I felt like I was wandering the desert on a league no one was watching. You saw Bryson. Bryson DeChambeau looked humbled.
Yeah.
He looked like he had not had the spotlight for years.
He looked very humbled. I was like, I almost liked the young man. Almost did. No 925 Comcast Business Text Line. When Liv came out and they started taking players in the PGA, Shasky was not completely against it. He was actually for Liv Tour, and he actually broke down the Liv Tour, and I was like, whoa, this is fascinating. I like it. And then we found out who ran the Liv Tour, and was like, you know what? We're going to back away from that.
But the concepts
were great. The team aspect, I was all in on that.
Yeah, well, I still don't even think that they've gotten it right. But, like, for example, when the ABA and the NBA merged, the NBA soaked in a couple of their concepts, the three-point line.
Right?
So when the AFL and the NFL merged, they absorbed some of their concepts, right? And so I'm expecting the team format to continue going. But my question is, all the money that they allocated to all of these guys, how does that work now?
They still get their money, right? It's guaranteed dollars. And the Saudis are probably like, it's already gone. They got plenty of money out there.
No doubt.
They don't care. They're throwing money left and right at everybody.
Well, and in soccer,
left Real Madrid.
Yeah.
I think it's a over $600 million deal.
What?
Cristiano Ronaldo's making like over $200 a year.
A year. Well, and so people are going to say, oh, they're trying to sports wash. I mean, of course they are. But they're also trying to make themselves be legitimized via sport. And you see this in America, not necessarily in terms of blood money, but you see certain, like Portland, for example. Right. Portland thinks they're a legitimate American city because they have a sports team.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to, hey, we've got the soccer team. We've got the Portland Trailblazers. We're a legitimate sports team. And right now, the reverse is happening in Oakland. A lot of Oakland residents are like, we're losing all our sports teams. We're losing what makes us, you know, special and world class, even though there's more to it than that. Like, so they're trying to legitimize themselves not only as a destination, but as someone that other investors will invest in long term, and you do that by having sports.
The NFL took a lot from the USFL. Challenges, the red challenge flag, instant replay.
Going for two?
Going for two.
Was in that, or am I
dancing?
Wrong?
No, they took a lot. You watched your 30 for 30.
Oh, it was incredible. Bill Simmons was actually the best you've ever been.
Jeff Perlman actually wrote a great book on the USFL, some of the stories. It was hilarious. Some of the stories that were coming out of there. Checks bouncing left and right. Guys racing to the bank to make sure they cash their bank.
Steve Young, he famously...
He still was getting paid for the LA Express.
Yeah, $2. He had an annuity, and it never reached its fruition.
Mm-hmm. Jim Kelly, Reggie White, Nate Newton. You had a Herschel Walker. You had a lot of guys. Doug Flutie was in that league. So this is wild. Wild, wild stuff in the world of golf. Let's see what happens. They're going to, I guess, rename the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour. And it's going to be named something else.
Well, the PGA Tour has always been kind of confusing. So we just had the quote-unquote PGA Championship. And that's the Professional Golfers Association for pros, as in teaching pros.
Right.
And so there's always been this confusion. Oh, the PGA Championship is run by the PGA Tour. Two totally different things. Think of the guy you go see to get lessons. That's the PGA Championship, and that's run by those, the professional guys that teach you the game, whereas the pros that are on tour, touring pros, are different, even though the words are the same and the analogies are the same.
Dan Wetzel.
What's he say?
Is he still with Yahoo? Dan Wetzel's really good. I like Dan Wetzel. I'm old enough to remember when the PGA Tour tried to claim the moral high road on LIV and the Saudis.
Oh, sounds like something I said immediately. Interesting.
Now I gotta go.
Interesting. Well, what's funny is that, not funny, it's kind of sad, is that everybody was like, oh, the PGA Tour, they're the moral high ground. Doc, the PGA Tour spent like $200 million on a moat and a bridge at their facility because they're a nonprofit entity that doesn't pay taxes.
Right.
So they can miss me with that when all of us regular schmucks are paying up the wazoo when it comes to taxes.
So it's all about the money, basically. Dirty money, fun money, doesn't matter. LIV Tour gets what they have. Wow, look at this. Brooks Koepka just tweeted, welfare check on Shambly. Now, what does that mean? Explain that.
Who's so, Shambly? Brandel Shambly would be like, he's part Skip Bayless of golf, part like Mike Wilbon, where like he holds the past in such high regard, which I appreciate about him. He is a historian, but like he says ridiculous things. Brandel Shambly.
What did he say when they merged?
Well, Brandel Shambly, who's obviously paid by the Golf Channel, who has, I don't know, exclusive television contracts with the PGA. Right. So he's been blasting LIV the entire time. Brandel Shambly, dog. You're conflicted. You're employed by the PGA Tour.
So what do he just rip LIV?
Oh, at every turn. Formed? Yeah, at every turn. But yet he takes the money from Titleist because he's also a Titleist sponsor. And so, like, dude, I don't know. It's just I actually like Brandel. I find him hilarious, but I also find him to be fake as hell at times.
So I think he crushed Brooke too.
Oh,
after he lost the Masters crushed him.
Gotcha.
He said he's not used to playing 4-day events because they were playing 3-day events at the time.
Wow. So will the PGA Tour move or this new format move? I guess the rules will come out a little later. Will they move to 3 days or will they remain at 4 days?
Well, I know the one big thing is that no cuts. And like, what is a cut? A cut is half the field loses, gets cut out of it for
the
weekend.
So this one there will be
no
cuts.
So let's say, for example, you and I, we want to go to Harding Park. They're going to have a basic, you know, PGA Tour stop at Harding Park. Mm-hmm. And you and I are like, I can't make Thursday and Friday. We're going to go out on Saturday and Sunday. There's no guarantee that Tiger makes the cut. There's no guarantee that Brooks Koepka makes a cut. So LIV said that's bad for the consumer, which I agree with. And so if you buy a ticket, you kind of want the stars to guarantee themselves spots on the weekend.
So
TV partners want that.
So no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad you play, you can still remain in that tournament.
Exactly.
And the fans get to see you.
And the other thing that I think LIV did that was really good for television, so in a normal championship setting, you have staggered starts. So the guy who's the farthest away from the lead starts off first thing in the morning, and then the guys who are leading start off at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's like a 9-hour broadcast. It's a long day. LIV did shotgun starts, meaning everyone starts on a different hole, and so it's only like a 5-hour broadcast. Right. So for your TV partners, it's a lot easier to build advertisement around 5 hours.
So a guy can start on hole 5 and finish up
on the fourth hole.
Right, exactly.
You'll go back all the way around. So instead of starting on one, you could start on any hole and finish on any hole.
And you just need to get everything done quicker.
Exactly. And now there's action on every hole the whole time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's much better for the consumer.
That's pretty cool.
It's the only sport, like in basketball, when you're televising it in basketball, I heard this from TV executives that were doing podcasts. In basketball, there's one ball. In football, there's one ball. In baseball, there's one ball. In golf, at any given time, there could be like 25 balls in the air, right? So where do you direct your cameras, right? You know what I mean? So like that's a big problem in golf. How it's presented on TV. Most people, when you say golf, they go boring because of the slow-paced action on TV.
Well, let's see how many people really tune in or how many people care about this.
I don't know. I think it's a niche sport.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's a niche sport.
Speaking of the other news, Nick Wright is a candidate to replace Shannon Sharp on Undisputed. Nick Wright and Skip Bayless.
Who thinks they're smarter?
Oh, boy. That's unwatchable. Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Get us back on track here about quarterback play. Nice little golf breakdown, Shasky. Jose,
what's happening? Hopefully that made sense to people.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right,
where you been?
Trey Lance, working. In a way. He's working in family time. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, as far as Trey Lance, if we're going to go based on the years that he's been with the team and say he's a bust, we're making a serious mistake. I think it's too early for us to quit on him just because he hasn't really had a chance to play enough for us to say this is what he is. As far as Purdy, I'm riding with the guy all the way, okay? Jimmy Garoppolo was a good game manager, but like all managers, he had his moments. Brock Purdy is a bowler, okay? And I call him a bowler because he's got the little something that Steve Young, that likes Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady had, okay? That inner fire that says, you know what, not on my watch. If I can throw the ball, we're not losing this game because I'm standing on the sidelines watching my team lose, right, or because I'm throwing a dumb throw. Okay, I'm going to do my best for us to win, and he showed me that last year. How many times did he pretty much bail out the team, bail out Shanahan by making, plays that weren't on the playbook? The guy has a little something, okay? And he's accurate. That's the best part of it. He reminds me a lot of Russell when he was good, Russell Wilson when he was good. It's like those throws, where did it come from? How the heck did he do that? He's got that. So I'm riding with Brock all the way. As far as, like I said, as far as Trey, let's give him one more year. And somehow I'm sure he'll get his chance. And at some point, we'll know for sure whether he was a bust or not.
There's a couple things.
That's kind of where
here.
I'm at with it.
There's a couple things here.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Brock and Trey. And it goes back to the question I wanted to ask you before the golf stuff broke. Is what quarterback has gotten better under Kyle Shanahan? Now, you can make the argument that Matt Ryan did. He won an MVP and they advanced to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they already got it 2 years.
Right. But Matt Ryan was already an established NFL quarterback. Hell, a lot of people had him in the top 10 anyway before Shanahan arrived in Atlanta.
Yeah, that was a little high liking.
So for the 49ers, Matt Ryan has some really good years. For the 49ers, what quarterback has gotten better under Kyle Shanahan? Because if Brock Purdy does play as well as he did last year and improves, he would be the first quarterback under Shanahan in the 7 years, he's going on 7 years here as a head coach of the 49ers, to get better under Shanahan. We could argue that Jimmy Garoppolo regressed. We could argue that Nick Mullins got worse. CJ Beathard. First, early on, I was like, oh, man, this kid's tough. He's throwing deep everything. Remember the Monday night game against Green Bay? I was like, wow, look at him throw to CJ. What's our guy? Marquise Goodwin.
Martin left that game.
Remember that game?
I do remember that game.
And then he got bad. And now he's hanging on for dear life in the NFL. Trey Lance, we don't know what he looks like. Have no idea. If Brock Purdy balls out, hell, if Sam Darnold starts. I mean, this would be basically the first time a quarterback has gotten better than Kyle Shanahan. I think it's pressure on Shanahan just as much as there's pressure on Brock Purdy or Trey Lance or Sam Darnold to get the most out of his quarterbacks, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt. And there's pressure across the board because there's obviously the tug and pull of the roster, which it feels like this is the last year of the loaded roster. They're going to have to make a tough decision or two or three while on this roster moving forward. And I keep coming back to the same thing. Dude, football has a way of letting itself play out. Guys get chances, right? Like, I was ready to write off Zach Wilson like 5 times last year. They just kept giving him opportunities because other guys were getting hurt.
Right.
Who was it? What was it? Mike White?
Mike White.
Hurt his ribs after he kind of took the job, and then Zach Wilson got another chance to go in there. You know, I'm not saying that Brock's going to get hurt. I'm just saying, like, he will have an opportunity, whether performance slips a little or whether it's preseason or whether it is that they wait a week or two or 3 or 4 weeks on Brock Purdy. Trey Lance is going to get an opportunity, and it's up to him to make the most of it. And then, conversely, it's also up to Brock Purdy to maintain a stranglehold on the position. I think that's the thing not being talked about enough is, you know, if Brock starts to slip a little, how long is our patience?
Did we see slippage in the playoffs?
Well, they won, so we kind of overlooked those things.
We overlook them, but here's what I'll say about that. We do this all the time. We did this with Jimmy G in 2019, which drove me crazy. Now, hear me out here before you freak out. You remember Eli Manning's first go-rounds in the postseason? Didn't he have a game against the Carolina Panthers where he threw like 5 picks in a wild card game?
Yeah.
I mean, guys struggle in the playoffs. Steve Young was not a great playoff performer.
Mm-hmm.
He just was not. Even when he threw the touchdown pass to T.O., go look at the numbers there. Now, granted, T.O. dropped a lot of passes, but Steve Young was erratic in that game.
2 in the end zone.
You're right. He was erratic in that game at times. Steve Young did not have a great postseason career.
Jerry Rice fumbled.
He did fumble. Green Bay would have been undefeated against Steve. Yeah. They basically would have won like 10 in a row.
Was that Mike Holmgren's last game in Green Bay?
Yep.
Yeah. Keep going.
Before he moved to Seattle.
Sorry.
But there's my point is, quarterback struggle in the postseason, so I don't want to hold that against Brock Purdy, especially your first go around in the postseason.
And against, I believe, to be 2 or 3 best defense in the NFL.
Right. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Now, Philadelphia, one thing, again, I want to go back to this for a second. The disappointment of the Philly game, to me, was they're a lot farther apart from the Super Bowl. They're a lot farther from winning a Super Bowl than they are because of the trenches. They got dominated in the trenches. And when you get dominated in the trenches like that by Philadelphia, I'm thinking to myself, boy, you're not even close to them. You're not even on their level. Like, they got punked up front. Like, the clips of Javon Kinlaw. And you watch the game back, you're like, damn, Javon, that bad? That bad? They were toying with him.
Yeah.
No pass rush. I mean, it was embarrassing how bad they got beat up front. And did they improve themselves up front? Well, they got Javon Hargrave. That's one guy. But offensively, on that offensive line, I don't know if they improved or not. So for me, they felt farther away from the Super Bowl than they felt closer after that game. The Rams game was like, damn.
Quarterback.
Damn, quarterback. Give me a quarterback. Why couldn't you play Trey all year? So I don't
know if we win that game, because like, I'm seeing it now from the 4-5. Even though if Purdy doesn't get hurt, we win that game. I don't know. But that was the part I feel we got robbed of. I wanted to see it. So
I wanted
bad.
To see it.
I wanted to
what
see it.
What happens if the Niners come down and they tie that game at 7 o'clock?
I mean, Bonta, you were in that stadium with me when Christian McCaffrey made that play.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
Lemon Booty was looming large.
If they win that game, that's a top 5 play in Niner history.
Wow.
No,
Christian McCaffrey run.
He broke like 50 tackles.
That crowd was shook.
I've never seen anything like that.
And we were screaming loud. We were amped.
You know what no one wants to hear? Josh Johnson actually made a couple of throws in that game. I know no one wants to hear this.
He threw the quick slant to Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel almost broke that tackle. And we're like, hurry up. All right, cool. We got something cooking here. We got something. Remember that? And he drops the snap. But also, when the Niners did tie it up at 7 a pop, the game changed. The Niners got called for 3 egregious secondary penalties. The defensive holding.
Travarius Ward.
Jimmy Ward on the slant.
Oh, was it Jimmy Ward?
Jimmy Ward, the first one.
Yeah.
And then Travarius Ward later on the sideline. Yeah. And then I forgot who else got called for something. And that flipped the game.
I think it was the Dre Greenlaw late hit, or no?
I want to say he got called for holding. Maybe it was a late hit, but it was down in the goal line in the red zone.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a painful memory. Painful. Just challenge the damn play, Shanahan. But I think it's a lot more pressure on Shanahan, too, because this may be the last year with this team. As much as we talk about the Golden State Warriors and what they're going to do, the 49ers, like, how many years does George Kittle have left in a Niner uniform? They just drafted 2 tight ends.
Yeah.
And we know George Kittle, we all forget, he was drafted in what round? The 5th round.
Yeah.
They just drafted 2 tight ends late that... Latu, the kid from Alabama, we've seen a lot of him.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question from the 615, which I have no idea where that's from. A team has been to the NFC title 3 out of 4 years in the game and a Super Bowl in one of those years, and Kyle has to prove he can develop a quarterback? Question mark?
Yeah, because what has held them back in 3 to 4 years?
What's that?
What has held them back in 3 of the last 4 years?
Quarterback play.
Jimmy, 2019. We're about to fight after the Minnesota game. But Jimmy in the Super Bowl in the 4th quarter. I watched that back in Cabo, and it gets worse and worse every time I watch it. It gets worse and worse. It's a painful, painful reality. It's a painful watch.
Is there even a comp in sports of a team without the lead dog, but everything else is great around it, winning? Like, football's so unique.
Trent Dilfer, right?
I mean, that was 20-something years ago.
But then you asked for a comp. Brad Johnson.
I'm talking about recently.
Oh, recently? No. Nick Foles, maybe? But Nick Foles was airing that thing out. Nick Foles may be the only one.
Flacco?
Flacco was solid, though.
He was more established than...
Yeah.
Yes. Nick Foles is the one.
Foles went to the playoffs with Chip Kelly Eagles.
He did. He did. He had that great game at the Coliseum.
6 touchdowns?
Seven touchdowns.
7 touchdowns.
And Jeremy Macklin?
Macklin might have been there. Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper.
LeSean McCoy?
Yeah.
Was Shady there?
Matt Barkley came in garbage time. He could have thrown for like 9 touchdowns that game.
Wow.
Is that the high water mark for Chip?
Was up there. That Eagles team was dangerous. Go to JD and Menlo Park.
It almost feels like a college football team in that it's like those Oklahoma teams with like Josh Heupel and guys like that. It's like everything else is great. Just don't screw it up.
JD, Menlo Park, what's
early
happening?
Early Alabama teams.
Hey, nothing, man. I just want to ask you guys, are y'all guys ready to have another Jimmy G? We don't even know if Brock Purdy is going to hold up. He's too small, too fragile. I don't even want a dual quarterback because Kyle Shanahan had no choice but to open up that playbook for Brock Purdy. And I think he kind of peaked too early, and we've seen what we had in Brock Purdy. We don't see what we had with Trey Lance. He was still trying to see what he had in Trey Lance, so he wasn't really opening up that playbook. So now we got some speed on the outside, so that's going to open up the middle for Deebo when he come across the middle for the slants. You know.
So JD,
the speed with Trey. Yeah.
So let me ask you 2 questions. Number one. Do you care who the quarterback is at the end of the day?
No, I don't really care, but I care for moving on from Jimmy G. I don't want to know Jimmy G look alike. I mean,
so you believe Brock? So you think Brock Purdy, that was fool's gold last year? You think that he may revert to being a game manager like Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, you can see it. You can see his gameplay. He ain't doing nothing with Jimmy G did when he first came into the Niners. doing exactly the same thing Jimmy G did. But wow. Now we got this dual quarterback. I mean, with a big arm, now we got some lightweight speed to open up. Debo taking hits. Now we can call height. They don't know where they go. Is it gonna go to Debo, or is it gonna go to the speed, or is it gonna go to Brandon Ayuk? Now we got more speed on the outside, because we didn't have that last year. And they just hiding Jimmy G and Brock Purdy arm. They don't got that arm to throw the ball downfield like that.
All right, JD, I respect you. But you're like Herberis is one from the 917. That's a good
20 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but you can ask for comps. Teams, we're just throwing teams out there. It's not a lot of teams out there. And they lost in the rain to the Colts. And why did they lose? Bad quarterback play.
Rex Grossman.
You don't have good quarterback play, you're not winning Super Bowls in today's day and age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And all those references are from the early 2000s. The league's changed a lot in terms of the rules and whatnot. Here's a Kyle Shanahan quote. I love this one. And I want you guys, tell me what you think of this, B. We know what we have in Purdy. I truly believe in my heart what Trey can be. It still takes time, and you got to go and do it. In the meantime, we have a guy sitting here who has already done it, and that's a very good thing for the Niners. That's a Kyle Shanahan quote.
Yeah, I saw that quote.
What do you think of that quote?
He thinks that he has his guy in Brock Purdy, and he feels like if Trey doesn't work out, we're good because I have Brock Purdy, and we've seen him play at a high level. Now, you could make the case that has Brock Purdy seen the league adjust to him? There's now a lot of tape on him. And teams will adjust their game plan. And maybe it doesn't change. Maybe Brock Purdy's that good enough to overcome that. With the combination of Shanahan's play calling and the combination of all the players he has on the field, we cannot dismiss the fact that they have Christian McCaffrey. So you have a buffer there. Christian McCaffrey is the ultimate joystick. He's the ultimate check down guy. He can run between the tackles, and he opens up everything for everybody else. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest thing. You know, we talk so much about the quarterback, Shasky. The reason why I really felt like they had a shot at Philadelphia is because of Christian McCaffrey. Let's just keep it a buck. I thought Christian McCaffrey was the difference maker last year, not Brock Purdy. Christian McCaffrey made Brock Purdy's job easier. Brandon Ayuk made Brock Purdy's job easier.
Let me ask you this. How many games could Purdy struggle this year and still be the quarterback?
I don't know. It depends how bad it looks. Is it a couple 3-interception games? It's a couple 2-interception games.
How quickly did we turn on Mullins? I forget. Was it 3 games? 2 games? Mm-hmm. Felt like just the Eagles game?
The Eagles game. He got benched in that game. He was so bad he got benched after throwing for 300 yards against the New York Giants. He got benched on Sunday Night Football. And I cackled. That's a great question right here. Before we get to Robbie San Bruno, 925 Comcast Business Text Line. 925, a guy who's already done it. Purdy's career only halfway to what Mark Sanchez accomplished. Let that sink in. That is facts.
A lot of people
laugh at Mark Sanchez.
That's interesting.
Mark Sanchez went to 2 AFC title games in the first 2 years. They were knocking on the doorstep.
That's a really interesting comp. Actually, I think that's a really good comp.
That's a great comp.
I think he's better than Sanchez, but that's an interesting comp.
Sanchez made plays.
Well, I also was ready to bank on Sanchez moving forward.
I was too.
Here's where I would say Sanchez's team let him down. Thomas Jones was a hog for them.
He was.
And they didn't really have any playmakers outside of that.
Braylon Edwards, I think. That's about it.
Braylon Edwards lasted 5 seconds with Harbaugh.
Oh, I remember that. And they had a great, great defense.
They were all time.
You know what? This is a good one. 5-1-0. To that question about mid quarterbacks, 5-1-0. Comcast Business Text Line, the last Peyton Manning Super Bowl. He was a shell of himself, and he got benched that year. He did get benched for Brock Osweiler at times in that year.
He was also brilliant on that first drive. No one wants to give it like
That's one drive, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
How many times did we see?
He waited all 2 weeks. It came out, Shasky, and he executed.
Shasky, one drive.
It's Peyton Manning.
Look, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Can we also say, like,
was Jimmy Garoppolo great on the opening drive against Minnesota?
Peyton Manning is smarter, like than any. Like, he's one of the smartest quarterbacks of all time.
But in that game, in that season, he was a game manager.
No doubt. Osweiler took his job.
He couldn't throw.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a great cop right there.
No, Peyton Manning,
Super Bowl 50.
But here's where I differentiate. When you're Peyton Manning, even if you're on your literal last leg, your brain is smarter than 99% of the players who have ever played the game. And so I give you a little more. It's like Greg Maddux at 45 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if the stuff's not there. The brain's still there.
Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, Butcher Boy, I remember last year after they injured Trey,
Kyle and Trey, I remember you asked a question. If Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't the backup, would he have ran Trey like that? And then you just read a quote with Kyle said, Kyle, and Monte said, well, he know he has
Brock Purdy
back there. So basically, he sabotaged his own starting quarterback because he preferred the guy with the noodle arm. I don't understand that. Look, though, this year is going to be tough this year. I don't believe Purdy is a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. He doesn't have – the Niners' biggest problem in the playoffs is they cannot stretch the field, and teams know it. If you look at the scheme, you look at the when we played KC, we played teams with big defensive linemen. They dominate us because the Niners, they want smaller guards. They get dominated because they're slow. They get dominated, and a lot of times Chris Jones dominated the year before last. Yep. The Cats in Philly dominated in the paint. So
Aaron Donald. Rob, Aaron Donald. NFC, A'shaun Robinson, NFC Championship 2021.
So, to me, it's a scheme thing. It's been like that since his dad. Go look at his dad. Outside of John Elway, they always got beat up. Remember, I don't think y'all remember, 2003, I think they played the Patriots. And then Vince Wilfork beat them up in the middle of the field every single time. So, it's like, to me, it's a scheme thing. And to me, you putting Purdy in harm's way because he can't get away from pressure. We seen last year, bro, I'm going to use that playoff game. I seen the same thing to Seattle the first half. They pretty much, they basically said, we're going to stop the run and take the middle of the field away and beat it from the outside. And he struggled. If he has to hold the ball too long, he can't see over the line of scrimmage. He's like Russell Wilson is now. To where Russell, back in the day, Russell could get out and create more time than, you know, create it on the outside. Now that Russell cannot get away that fast, he has to stay in the pocket, and he has a hard time seeing over the line of scrimmage. Mm. That's the same thing with Purdy. I just don't understand. I just don't get it. But I feel like Trey don't get a chance. It's probably going to be week five. But to me, I think Kyle Shanahan has this level board mentality for Purdy. And then he's going to let Purdy have mistake after mistake. And he's going to play through mistake. My thing is this. Purdy's not a finished product. So you're willing to wait for Purdy with less talent, but you're not willing to wait for Trey Lance. And my last thing is this. We're not a Super Bowl-ready team until we figure this quarterback was down. And I feel like it's the reason we don't win a Super Bowl. It won't be because of
Purdy. Well, I don't know about that part.
We need to be able to make plays.
Well, that's the thing. Rob's on fire. Can't wait to see him at training camp this year.
I don't know about the trade portion, but on the portion of... Because right now, Trey is not good. We will see if he's good. Time will tell.
We don't know what Trey is.
Well, okay, fine. But, like, I can't put them in Super Bowl contender status without more concrete evidence at quarterback. That's just me. Now, it's like week 12. Purdy's rolling. Team is like, 9-3. I'm like, all right, you know what?
But see, that's...
There we go.
That's my issue. That's my issue right there.
What?
And I go to Shanahan. And people are going to think I hate Shanahan.
What do you mean?
I think he's been a right head coach for the 49ers. He flipped his entire program. But there is a problem that I can't get over. I can't get over the fact that we're entering year 7 of the Shanahan era. And the quote-unquote offensive guru has yet to figure out the quarterback spot. He's yet to figure it out, Shasky. And yeah, 3 NFC championships games, a Super Bowl appearance. But it's like, boy, if you had a quarterback, you may have won a Lombardi. And our conversation will be completely different. The fact that we're entering year 7 and we have no idea who's taking a snap in Pittsburgh September 10th is a problem for me. There's a belief that Purdy's going to start September 10th, according to Matt Maiocco, but the guy's coming off a UCL injury. Will he come back better than ever? I have no idea. He just started throwing the football. I have no idea what Trey Lance is. We've seen him play 4 games. He's made some really good throws in those 4 games. He's made some bad decisions in those 4 games. We just don't know, though. We don't know who he is. And then Sam Darnold, who all of a sudden is, you know what? He's the greatest reclamation project. He has a chance to win comeback player of the year. We've seen 5 years of Sam Darnold, all right? Maybe he does play well. I just don't know. So it's a big question mark at the most important position in North American sports. Yeah. The most important position in all of sports
is
a question mark.
Who earned more equity? 2019 Jimmy G? 2022 Brock Purdy.
2019 Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay. Who was the fan base more iffy on heading into the offseason? Because in 2020, the reason I asked this, in 2020, heading into it, there was obviously Tom Brady stuff. There was the COVID thing. And then there was the Mike Silver report of, you know, if Jimmy struggles.
Well, that was before 2019.
Oh, that was in 2010 to 2019. Why did I think it was 2020?
No, because I remember... vividly remember that with Stein. I was doing a show with Stein and Guru at the time.
That wasn't 2020.
No, it was 2019, going into the 2019 season because he was coming off the ACL injury and he just had the bad preseason game in Denver. He had the 5-interception practice and everybody's losing their minds. And we're like, and then we saw the Tampa Bay game. We're like, oh boy, this is going to be a long year.
Yeah.
But you look at the schedule in 2019, he had built up that equity, but it was gone because of the Super Bowl loss. The reason why Brock Purdy has equity now, because we don't know how he would have played in a Philadelphia game. We actually thought he had a shot to win that Philadelphia game. We just don't know. We just don't know. So I think right now the fan base feels a lot better about Brock Purdy because of the way it ended.
Yeah.
I feel like he didn't get a fair shot to win that game.
Well, so the reason why I asked this is because I'm trying to remember go back into the 2020 season. It felt like week one, after taking the team to the Super Bowl and having the best quarterback season statistically since Jeff Garcia. It felt like a couple of weeks was all we gave him. I mean, a couple of quarters. Week one, we were ready to crush the guy after losing to Arizona at home.
And that wasn't fair. Remember, the context matters to me. Kendrick Bourne, Trent Taylor, and Dante Pettis was his starting receivers in that football game.
Well, and George Kittle got hurt.
Yeah, George Kittle, well, it was part of Jimmy's fault, but... I mean, and Raheem Mostert got hurt, too, in that game, remember? Yeah.
He ran one, like, 70 yards.
He caught the angle route, 90 yards against Isaiah Simmons.
And then he was done.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm looking back at the game logs here. They lose to the Cardinals. They beat the Jets and Giants. Lose to the... I remember you and me doing post-game show from our homes during COVID. It was, like, unanimous. We need to go back to Nick Mullins.
Not me. No, I'm talking about callers. Oh, yeah, callers, yeah. I mean, they were all over Nick Mullins. All over Nick Mullins, which shows how delusional.
No, but I think to Rob's point, five games is about what you give Purdy. Like, if he comes out 2-3, 1-4 at the beginning of the year, you're going to hear people calling for quarterback change.
Yeah. You think so?
I mean, there's just so many options. If you're going to hype up Sam Darnold and you're going to hype up Trey Lance, and then if Purdy struggles a little, you're kind of giving him no leeway. Like, I don't think that's fair to
you
Brock.
You know what that speaks to?
What?
The desperation we need at quarterback. We're so fixated, which is why we love Trey so much, which is why we did that video that's not aging well right now at a training camp, where we're like, oh my God, Trey Lance, because we just hadn't seen him before.
I mean,
and we got a little small doses with Kaepernick, and it didn't end well with Kaepernick, and I think it was a byproduct of the coaching staff and everything around Kaepernick, and that was that, especially with the political stuff. It just probably wasn't worth it for some teams, I guess. I still disagree with that, but anyway, Kaepernick gave us a glimpse. That's why we all was like, oh my God, he could throw the rock all over the field. He could run too. He's the modern day quarterback, a two-way type of quarterback who could run and throw. We just want to wrap our rounds around somebody and call our, we want our guy. Kansas City has their guy. Cincinnati has their guy. Buffalo has their guy. Philadelphia has their guy.
Do the Arizona Cardinals have their guy?
We don't know yet, which is why people are losing their minds. And they're in a complete rebuild.
Because I think we harshly criticize Kyler. He's put together a couple of really good years.
Yes.
Now, they faded, but he's put together a couple of really good years. And even Kyler, who has a bigger body of work than Brock, I'm like, yeah, I don't know about him. To me, Kyler's issues are way more off-field.
If Arizona said, give us Purdy, you could have Kyler right now, would you take him in this offense with the 49ers?
With that money, no. Because at that position, you need to be all in as a leader. And the fact that his own teammates are questioning his leadership, I'm out on Kyler. And I was the biggest Kyler fan coming out.
Right.
Biggest one.
I just want my guy, though. Like, Baltimore has their guy. Cleveland believes they have their guy. The Jets now have their guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Patriots are trying to figure out who their guy is. Minnesota thought they had their guy. But you know what I'm saying? I just want my guy.
Well, and even though. Okay, injury time.
All right, let's get more into Shanahan.
The only time I hear from Sam.
Boy, Giants fans. Chris Bryant, remember him? Bryant was placed on the IL last week with the left heel bruise and will likely miss the three games the Giants play in Denver, Colorado. The Rockies filled his spot on the roster by activating outfielder and occasional Giant killer Charlie Blackmon, who was reinstated from the bereavement list. Injuries have been the theme for Bryant after signing a seven-year, $182 million deal with the Rockies before last season. Boy, he's played in just 92 of the 233 games in which he has been a member of the Rockies. Another guy, I'm not going to lie, I wanted the Giants to re-sign Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I think we all did.
That turned out to be a good Farhan decision.
Give him credit for that.
Well, I think we all agreed the price point that he was getting from Colorado was too steep. We wanted something a little more amicable, but he wasn't going to settle for anything less than top dollar.
No, and 7 years,
especially the way it went down with the Cubs.
Right, 7 years, too, so he got his money.
They squeezed one extra year of ARB out of him.
Tough, tough deal for the Colorado Rockies, one of the worst pitching staffs in all of baseball. Giants should be able to hit the ball against the Rockies this week at Coors Field. That series starts today. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerzer, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game, sponsored by Fremont Bank Full Service Banking. No compromises. Your phone calls. Rich, Roddy, stay on hold. We'll get to y'all. 888-957-9570. 49ers quarterback spot. How do you feel about it going into the season? That's coming up here on The Roast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.